How did you come up with this idea to build this tabletop apparatus?
Well, actually what happened was I spent about 2 years, and this was like recently, trying to figure out how Nikola Tesla thought. In other words, if you want to be able to duplicate what somebody else can do, you don't necessarily have to know what they know, but you have to learn how to think like they thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I got everything I could read on it, and of course this goes also back 19 years ago, because the fellow who taught me how to build the multiple wave oscillator was a personal friend of Nikola Tesla. And I got exposed kind of through the back door. But I spent, like I said, 2 years, and this was within the last 3 years, saying, okay, how did this guy think? And finally one day it dawned on me, wait a minute, I know what he was doing with that monstrosity he was erecting on Long Island with the big iron ball.
Oh, that was a 100-plus-foot monster antenna or something, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was not only a 100-foot-plus with an iron ball on the top, but it had an iron shaft that went well into the ground. And a lot of people are saying, well, oh, that was to transmit radio, but I have an FCC license, and I know better. You can't transmit a radio signal from a round iron ball.
That's true.
Not going to happen. So finally I got to thinking, okay, I think I know what he was doing, and a friend of mine, a mechanical engineer, we were talking about Nikola Tesla one day, and I said, well, now what does Tesla know about capacitors?
Mm-hmm.
And they were known as condensers in his day, and my buddy, the engineer, said, Brown, Nikola Tesla knew more about capacitors than anyone else on the planet. So I got to thinking, well, wait a minute. That round iron ball, it's not going to transmit, but it could accept the lightning bolt.
And keep the energy.
Well, that's what we're thinking.
Yeah.
And so I took that with what my friend had told me about capacitors, and I got every book on capacitors going all the way back into the 18th century that I could get my hands on. And so I came up with this idea that, well, I think what Tesla was trying to do was harness lightning with that round iron ball, store the energy in a capacitor, and then use that for power, which in turn would eliminate a lot of coal-fired power plants, today's nuclear power plants. And I think we're probably about halfway there, because at this point, I'm not really sure, I mean, I don't know whether he had planned on storing the energy in a capacitor, or he had something else up his sleeve.
Well, you're right about that, because no one will ever know. He died, and all his plans apparently have been taken and confiscated. Is it possible that, first of all, what he was also building, you could call a huge lightning rod?
Well, that's exactly what it was, because the difference between a standard lightning rod and what he was building is a standard lightning rod, you stick it in a barn or wherever it is, that, you know, or whatever
mm-hmm.
it is that you don't want to burn up. And then you run a cable into the ground, and the lightning hits the lightning rod and carries the charge down the cable into the ground. Because if you don't have that cable, lightning is so powerful. I mean, we're talking the average lightning bolt is like a billion volts and 3,000 amps. If you don't have that cable to carry the charge into the ground, lightning will literally vaporize iron.
Oh, it would have blown up. If you had put lightning rods, let's say, on your house, these old farmhouses, they had them all over the place. If you didn't have the cable going into the ground, like you said, first of all, that whole house would be a conduit to lightning just because of the rods on the house. And, I mean, the roof would have blown off.
Well, actually, it's more than the roof. There was some fellow in the 19th century that he'd got in his head that he was going to call down fire from out of heaven, because that's what the Bible refers to lightning as. And apparently he didn't quite do it right, because when he did it, he managed to vaporize himself and his whole family.
Oh, my gosh. Poof, just like that.
Just like that, zap, you know. In fact, you wonder about some of these disappearances of people, and if they get hit directly by lightning, yeah, they're going to vaporize. Because most of the people who say they've been hit by lightning actually haven't been. The ground they were standing on got hit by lightning, and then the current just traveled up through their body.
Right, and if they die, it hit real close to where they were standing. If they just got jolted, it probably hit maybe 50, 100 feet away. But you're right, it kind of traveled over and it hit them. You know, they probably didn't have grounded shoes or whatever.
Well, just like you were saying, I was listening to you before I got on the program, and you were saying this thing might blow up.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, I could possibly market this device as the Dr. Jack Kevorkian.
I know. I'm looking at it on the Coast to Coast AM website now, Mike. It's a very unique invention, and you're going to have to explain how it works in just a moment because we'll get people to get to it now. But I looked at that and said, now, and let me ask you, does lightning hit this thing and trickle into it?
Well, you could, but here's your problem. In other words, see, what we're doing right now is we're using a simulator. And let me also point out, this is not an invention. This is just a series of parts that have already been invented, most of them by Nikola Tesla, 100 years ago or longer. And we just put them together to try to prove the concept. And this is where we came up with the idea that, you know, wait a minute, maybe Tesla had something else in mind besides capacitors.
Uh-huh.
But you could take this thing outside if you wanted, and you could hook up, say, a 300-foot copper wire to the transformer, get a balloon or something, and get it into the atmosphere. And if you stand there long enough, the odds are you are going to get hit by lightning.
Yep, you're probably right. Now, okay, explain what I'm looking at in the picture. Of course, I know there's a yellow, looks like a Black & Decker drill on the right-hand side.
Yeah, well, see, you kind of caught me by surprise, because just a week ago I was talking with the electrical engineer who works for me part-time, who actually did most of the work on it. And let me just put a little commercial in here for really talented people in this society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really sad that you can hire electrical engineers, mechanical engineers, and I do it all the time, to work for you part-time for about the same kind of money you'd pay a plumber.
Anyway. Not bad. Not bad. Well, they look like you've got bottles wrapped up with aluminum foil.
Right. That's a soda bottle motor. And the reason we have that is because what we've actually got there, what you're looking at, is a rectifier and a transformer and a soda bottle motor, because once you use a step-up transformer and you get the voltage over 5,000, and of course, when the voltage goes up through a transformer, the amperage goes down, you can get a soda bottle motor to rotate literally for days on almost no power. And that thing that you're looking at, don't sell any of your utility company stocks yet, will light up a 25-watt bulb for all of about 6 or 7 seconds.
No, well, that's not bad. Now, does the transformer act as the lightning bolt?
No, the rectifier does.